Greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos.
And Sister Amen.
Caught you talking to me, didn't I?
I was about ready to say something.
Sometimes I surprise her and press the button and we just start. I like to do that. It keeps us both on our feet because we have to be on our feet in street ministry.
We do, you know.
In the spirit, too.
Want to know what I was just going to say?
What were you going to say, Sister Amen? By the way, hello, everyone. This is our audio edification audio. Our audio edification audio. It's our audio. What were you going to say, Sister Amen?
I'm trying to think now. I forgot.
Couldn't have been that important then.
No, huh?
Yeah, we want to bring you some encouragement today. We were encouraged ourselves today. We'll talk about that in a minute. But we had a good day. We worked online, no travel. Went to a nice park. We had to do some errands, run some errands. Then we worked in a nice park, got some things done, got one of our posts, one of our preaches halfway post. We got to finish it yet. And then some dinners came over, and Sister Amen made us an awesome dinner of eggs. And
brothers came over, yeah.
What did I say?
I think you said some dinners came over.
Dinners came over. Some brothers came over for dinner, and Sister Amen cooked us scrambled eggs, and she made, like, Texas toast. It was really good.
Oh, wait. Tip for sisters. If you want to stretch eggs.
Sister's tip.
Put some pasta in it, and in your scrambled eggs, you know? I like brown up any veggies or whatever, throw the pasta in that's already cooked, and throw some eggs and stir it up, and it makes a nice, hearty meal.
You had spinach in it, too.
Yeah, I had some spinach.
It was really good.
Yeah.
It was really good. And then later in the day, we had a gathering with the brothers and sisters, and we had some good stuff. We put up an audio on, one of the brothers brought a little teaching on prayer, and then I did a teaching on life in the ecclesia. And so those are going to be up in the Ecclesia Gathering area as well as on our website eventually. So you'll be able to access those there. What's going to be at the top of the page? Is that beautiful travel video going to be
there's
at the top?
There's a travel video. There's a phenomenal video with a plant that had purple seeds on it or something. I've never seen anything like that. And a picture. I can't remember what
the picture is. Check that out. That'll be up at the top there. And also, while I was on the phone with brothers, I got an email from a man who, I think I know who it is, who met us when we were out preaching, and he wants to hear my testimony. He was asking that day, I think I know who it is. You think this is a good thing, Sister Amen, or is this not a good thing?
Well, based on if it's the person we're thinking it is, I would say not necessarily good, unless he had a major, major change of heart.
Yeah, he was kind of a, I'll just say kind of a mocker man, and he wasn't happy that we were standing outside calling out their church. And that's what we see when we stand outside churches. They're so partial, which God hates, for their church system, they don't even hear the truth of God. And we warn them about their lady pastors, their false gospel, their paganism, their feminism, their LGBT approving. And they're so partial for their body, they can't hear the truth. But I will email him because I care for his soul, see if we can't turn him towards some truth of God and towards the gospel.
Right.
Yeah.
You've been doing that off and on lately quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
When I say off and on, I mean certain people just, they go and come, and they keep doing it up to a certain point where you can...
Well, we try our best so our hands are clean.
Yeah. You got to let things play out to see what the result is.
What's on your mind today, Sister Amen?
Well, I was going to share, sisters, you can rejoice in this. I mean, we can rejoice today. The other day I received an email from a woman. And it seemed kind of positive, not like our typical emails that we get, you know.
It's not
like
a mock or nothing.
Uh-uh. A lot of times we get emails that say, hey, you should expose so-and-so, or what about this and that, and not necessarily about themselves, or even having, looking like they might be wanting truth or nothing. You know, oftentimes it's mockers, sometimes people like that, but this one just seemed a little bit different. Her and I have been going back and forth a little bit, kind of testing her to see where she stands on the gospel, which seems to be biblical, and asking her some questions and kind of seeing, you know, if we're going to end up speaking all the same thing and being of one mind. So I got to say this, it's kind of refreshing to me. I think I use that word
kind of a good exercise for her. She's from way far away country too.
Yeah. And she's older than me.
Yeah, she's older than me.
I'm older, she's older, so it's kind of, I don't know. I'm looking forward to where it goes. hopefully she has a heart for the full truth, and I'll be there for every step of the way to encourage her and be long-suffering and patient as long as she wants to try.
And I'll be there to help her, too. She doesn't have a husband, and so I'll be there to help her teach her. It's nice and refreshing to be able to pour out the word, and hopefully it washes someone. The word washing of the word will bring them closer to the faith. Whatever she lacks, whatever she needs, we're there to help her.
Yeah.
So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
What else, Sister Roman? What else is going on today? What would you like to share? I know you got scripture to share.
I have, well, I do have a scripture for the end, but I just had just a quick thought here. I can't remember if I shared the scripture verse with the sisters today, but one sister sent in a picture of sewing a button on a shirt and said something about quiet, godly works.
I saw that
or
picture.
Godly Titus 2 works or something like that. And I was thinking about, I think I might have sent her this, 1 Thessalonians 4:11, and that you study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you. And I was thinking about all the peaceful works that a godly woman gets to do, like gardening and washing dishes and sewing, whether hand sewing is a little bit more peaceful than machine sewing if your machine acts up.
Yeah.
But sweeping, mopping, cleaning, you know,
cooking.
Weeding, cooking. All those things can be really peaceful if you have the right mindset to it. Now, if you got a big pile of it to do, it can be stressful if you let it be that way. And it can be, you know, quite a trial at times. But for the most part, it is nice and peaceful and good godly work. So
awesome.
I like to think about that.
Yeah.
My godly sisters going about doing what the Lord would have them do.
Yeah. Amen. And doing it diligently.
Yeah. And with joy and thankfulness and contentedness.
Amen. Good stuff, good stuff. We got to, we had to travel after our dinner. We had to travel to get to our night spot, and then we had our gathering on online. We are camped at a truck stop. We've been here before. We kind of like this one. This is like our favorite truck stop.
Many times.
Yeah, many times. We kind of like it here. And went inside to get ice and water, and they gave me free ice and water, and I had to pick something up as well. And there was two people in there, one lady, maybe a middle-aged lady, and then a younger man. And they both listened. They asked me what we do, and I kind of told them that we travel full-time, and they were interested in that. When I was all done checking out, I gave them each the gospel, and they were thankful about that. They each thanked me.
Nice.
And then I walk outside, and there's a car with the hood open, and I go walk up, and there's a motorcycle guy helping a couple. Their car had broke down, and he was putting new battery cables on. He goes, "You wouldn't happen to have a jumper box, would you?" I said, "I actually have a jumper box." So I went and got my jumper box, got his car started, and they all got the gospel. It was interesting. I handed the gospel card to the guy with his with this woman in the car, and he's looking at her going, "See, I told you we should do something like this." And I heard him say, "Yeah, there's a church down there that we want to check out where we live." And I said, "Can I warn you about the church systems?" I said, "They're not going to teach you the truth. You got to follow Christ. He's the way, the truth." He wasn't as receptive once I shot down the church system. But I was rejoicing that five people got the gospel in their hands. The one woman, she looked like she might have some drug issues or something, let's just say. She was sitting there reading the gospel card front and back. So that's pretty awesome.
Nice.
That seeds of truth go out, and I just walked over and helped them out. So wherever we go, we're always looking to do ministry, not just street preaching events, not just, well, there's lots of people. We do one-on-one ministry with people every day right out in the streets, and it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Every soul counts.
Amen, amen. Do you have a scripture verse to share with us, Sister Amin?
Yeah, for the ending one, I don't know if...
We're getting close to the end here.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on. I got another one here I just saw in my notes.
Yeah.
I was just thinking for just a nice reminder for all of us, you know, as we go through maybe some trials or, you know, in this life sometimes there's like, what do you want to call it? All the bureaucracy of all the laws and all the...
Oh, yeah.
Minutia. It's not the politics. What do you call all the rest of the stuff you have to deal
with? Yeah, all of the, the cultural things, the laws of man, the rules, the ordinances.
Yeah, it's like you got to get a permit for this.
Oh, yeah.
And they have so many, they call it the land of freedom, but we have so many more.
Yeah, there's hardly anything you can do anymore without needing a permit.
Yeah, which that's okay because it's their world, but it certainly does hinder a person, especially if you want to serve Christ and you got to kind of wait and do things or whatever. But I just wanted to read this, Galatians 6:9. "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not."
Yeah, fainting
and
not.
That pertains to a lot of spiritual things as well.
Yep.
I just meant, you know, just giving you some encouragement to press through on these earthly things that we would rather not have to do, but we have to do them anyway.
Right, and they're all fleeting. They're all fading, and life is fading, and we're all closer to eternity every day, so let us keep our eyes on our scopia. That word mark means scopia. Keep our eyes on the Lord and his new kingdom that's coming, the new Jerusalem, the new heaven and new earth that's going to come down.
Amen.
Yeah, and I was thinking about, go ahead. What do you got?
Well, this one just happens to go with that one there, and I didn't even realize it because I put them in at different times of the day. Yeah, so this is the my ending encouragement verse. John 16, and I know my sisters that know me know exactly where I'm going, but I'm adding one more verse to it tonight. 32 and 33, behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered every man to his own and shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone because the Father is with me. And I'll just stop here for a second and just say, that goes for us too, sisters. Just remember that.
Amen.
And these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace, but in the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer.
I've overcome the world.
Amen.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite verses. That was one of the first verses we learned together, that we could overcome the world in Christ because we could overcome everything because in Christ he's overcome the world.
Yeah, that's pretty big. Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
Today I did the teaching on life in the ecclesia, and I wanted to rejoice. We had the joy. I talked about how we weep with those that weep, and I talked about Job 2, where his friends just sat on the ground and wept with him when he lost all of his stuff from Satan's attacks. And I talked about how it says that we can rejoice with those who rejoice. And I talked about how a young couple that we know are moving towards matrimony, and that was something that we could rejoice about. And then also we talked about a brother who met a brother, and they are both bonding and drawing close, and they're planning on living next to each other, being roommates perhaps, and doing ministry together, and a lot of rejoicing there. So we've had a lot of good occasion to rejoice lately with people that we know that we're in fellowship with. And so we just want to rejoice about that and thank God for what he's doing, the people we know, and none of it's possible without Christ's sacrifice for us, and then people submitting themselves to each other and drawing close in the body. That's what that teaching's all about on life in the ecclesia. So check that out, and it will definitely bless you. So we're rejoicing. A lot of good things going on in the body, and we get to preach with some brothers this whole month. We're going to be in October. We're going to be all around this area in Missouri, and we're going to be preaching with these brothers. And so lots of good.
Blessing.
Yeah, what a blessing. Lots of good is going to come from that. And tomorrow, I got a big chunk of scripture here to read. But tomorrow, we're going to travel to our preach town, where this event's going to happen Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, we meet the two brothers, and they're going to go out preaching with us, and we're going to lift up Christ crucified. They're making some new signs, and it's...
Oh, I can't wait to see. It's exciting. What I hear. Yeah.
It's exciting. And so we're looking forward to that if the Lord allows us to live to see that day. We want to go out and lift up the gospel. And speaking of the gospel, 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, then 16 through 24. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I have preached to you, which is also ye received and wherein ye stand. We stand in the gospel, Sister Amen. Mm-hmm. By which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached to you, lest you believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all, which I also received, how Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. And then I jump to verse 16. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ risen. And if Christ not be risen, your faith is in vain. We're in big trouble if that's not true. Mm-hmm. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that sleep. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. As for in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. I like that. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that have Christ at his coming, they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. He's coming back. Revelation 11 talks about going to take the kingdoms of the world back for the Father. So that's something we can look forward to. I wanted to read that gospel chapter and then just wanted to encourage you that we can rejoice because Christ is risen and we're in him and he's going to bring it all to pass for us if we just hold fast in the gospel. Check it out, don'tperish.com, the gospel. Keep enduring to the end. Any thoughts on that, Sister Amin?
Just a big amen.
Amen, yeah.
What can I add to that?
Amen. Anything else before we close out?
I know I say it every night, but I really mean it. Love to the brethren, and if I could, sisters hugs too,
yep,
for those of you who are far, far away.
Yeah, we talked about today, fervent love of the brethren, and we're just two old nomad van dwellers out here preaching Christ crucified all over, and we hope no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, we hope that you're seeking the kingdom of God, and we are here to help you. That's why we pour out with these audios and teachings and ecclesia gatherings. Check those all out, and shoot us an email if you're interested in being edified, and we'd love to help you go deep in the scriptures. Perilous times are coming. Make sure you're living for the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength now. The people that aren't, when the tribulation comes, they're not going to make it. And we want to prepare people for what's coming.
Right.
We love you all. We're striving down the gospel road. Till next time. We always say it. We always mean it. Every day we live for it.
We do.
In our lives and in the saints we're united to, our hope is that
may God be praised
in all things. Amen, sister.
Yeah.